severe storms.
Flooding has been a major concern, but not the only one. Tornadoes, more than 20 of them, were reported across Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas from early Monday into Tuesday morning. Additional heavy rainfall is expected in Oklahoma as officials urge residents to seek higher ground in some locations. And further east, damaging winds, hail, and even more potential tornadoes remain on the horizon.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A county executive in New York State is asking President Trump for help with the measles outbreak. Rockland County's Ed Day wants the president to issue an executive order requiring visitors from abroad to produce their vaccination records before they can be admitted to the United States. There have now been 233 confirmed measles cases in Rockland County alone since last October. Day says the outbreak began with 7 infected people, some of whom were exposed to measles in Israel. Health officials say there were another 41 cases last week nationwide, bringing the national total to 880 for the year, and that's the worst year for the disease since 1994. Chevrolet is bringing back the seatbelt interlock, the safety feature first introduced in the 70s, preventing a driver from shifting into drive until the seatbelt is fastened. The new version of the interlock is called Buckle to Drive. It'll be part of the Teen Driver Safety System. Chevy will launch it this year on the 2020 Malibu, Colorado, and Traverse. And NASA's inviting us to go to Mars. Well, sort of. The space agency's offering people a chance to have their names stenciled on chips that will be part of a new Mars rover that will be flying to the Red Planet next year. More than 2 million names flew on NASA's InSight Mars mission last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. Comes as summer travel is starting to ramp up. TSA officials acknowledging in an internal email that redirecting staff to the border will create some risk of fewer resources to handle airport security. They say the redeployment, though, won't involve uniformed airport screeners, at least not at first. The State Department's warning U.S. citizens not to travel to Iraq, saying there's a high risk for violence and kidnapping there as tensions between the U.S. and Iran are ramping up. The department saying in a statement that workers at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and a consulate in northern Iraq...
It's sprawling. It's kind of like a dream come true, actually. And a lot of people who are in the North Jersey area and South Jersey, Philadelphia, the Poconos, the Shore, they've never even seen the tumbleweed that we have here in Hunterdon County when you look at these amazing views. So what I'm going to talk about today is how to buy a house for the first kind of half the show. And then I'm going to give some tips on if you're interested in selling. Most important thing to know is that if you are looking to buy, sell, or rent, please call me, Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington. I will handhold you through the experience. I have some really great synergistic partners. Everybody that is if you're going to buy a house, you're going to sell a house. You're going to need certain an attorney, a home inspector, different people, and where they fill in. And I've got all that, you know, done. I can give you at least three references as you have to for everybody, but I can also share with you some of the best of breed in the area. So anyway, say that you're a young couple or a individual, and you're sitting out there thinking, you know what? I'm paying a lot of money for rent, and I really don't even know if I could afford to buy something. Okay, that's really common, happens every day. You could also be maybe a couple that's expecting a baby, and you're thinking about going from one house that you've already had to another, maybe a bigger house. It's all the same. It's all good. The most important thing is that you need to be qualified. They call it pre-qualified by a mortgage banker before you even consider seeing a real estate agent. And I know how much fun it is to go on Zillow or Trulia and look at these houses and, you know, drive your own bus because it's awesome. That's why I love it so much. It's great. You can narrow down what you want to look at. It makes our life even easier. And a real estate agent isn't just a bus driver. You know, we're not here to just show houses all the time, drive around looking. We're supposed to be helping you get your house and then make sure that you get all the details between the seller and you together so that when we hand it over to the attorney, they're able to make it happen without, you know, all the vagueness that happens in the middle. So that's a little push for a real estate agent to make sure that you have one, but it's really much more important than that. Point being, if you see a house online that you want to see, that's awesome. Okay. But you can't do anything with it until you have a pre-qualification letter. So if you know, usually someone in your friends and family circle is a mortgage banker, but as you know, with Weikert, we have all under one roof. So we have title, we have mortgage, we have the mortgage guys, one of our guys in our office is Ed Morris. He's in the Flemington office, and I give him a plug. So anyway, first thing you do is you get to a mortgage banker and you get pre-qualified. Now, just because you may be self-employed, don't think that you can't get qualified. And if you've had bad credit, don't think you can't get qualified. In fact, if you have bad credit and you're even kind of thinking about getting a house at some point, best thing you could do is start talking to a mortgage banker a year or two out so you have a strategy. And you might be really surprised at some of the first-time home buyer programs that are out there. There are FHA loans and other loans that were actually created because the government wants us to all buy houses and continue to buy houses and continue to take those houses that are on the market off the market. So anyway, you can see I'm really enthusiastic about getting a pre-qualification mortgage because basically a lot of times new buyers will come into an open house. You don't have a real estate agent. And you probably don't think you need one, but you do. And you don't have a mortgage guy. So anyway, that's why my focus right now is to tell you about getting a mortgage pre-qualification letter. It takes 15 minutes, okay? You're going to talk on the phone. Sometimes you want to get three different ones, up to you. But basically what they're going to do is they're going to run through what is your gross, you know, income that's over the course of a year. What is it that you have for your, do you have any other sources of income? And then basically, what are your expenses? And what are your credit cards? And what is your credit score? So that is all up to the mortgage guy. We don't even get involved with that. We, as I guess, I want to say the roles of real estate agents changes with the technology. We don't even get involved. We don't even need to know anything unless you want us to. You can give permission, but you can also keep it confidential and just tell us what you want us to know. Normally what happens is I get really close with my customers and they want me to be involved. And I love that. And so I love to see what the mortgage banker comes back with and gives us a plan. They're like, okay, this couple is pre-qualified. They can buy up to $400,000 house and they can close in 30 days. And it will be a conventional loan because basically they don't have much debt and they are good to go. So that's a really nice day. That's great. And then they can, that allows us to find where we're going to start looking for homes for you. So like when you get the pre-qualification letter and we know that you're going to need it, then basically we can go back to the Garden State Multiple Listing Service or wherever we want to look for the house for you and put in the high and the lowest. What do you want to have? 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths? Do you like traditional home? Are you into old-fashioned homes? You want a Victorian? Whatever. Condo, townhouse, whatever. Once we get that pre-qualification, then we actually can kind of set our plan in motion. So now you've got a real estate agent that you don't have to pay for if you're a buyer because the seller pays for the commission, which is how a real estate agent buyer representative gets paid. Unless you have an agreement with a buyer real estate agent, and you've signed off that in case you do find something by for sale by owner, then you are, as the buyer, going to compensate, which is typically 2.5% to 3%. But again, if you're buying a home that's listed, then it's typically the seller's responsibility to pay the 2.5% to 3% for the buyer's agent. So if you're out there and you're thinking, I didn't know I didn't have to pay anything. Here you go. You don't have to pay anything for the mortgage guy to talk to you. And don't, by the way, if someone starts to try to charge you, there's mortgage bankers that don't charge you to qualify you because they're going to get the business when you actually buy the house. They're going to get the mortgage and they're going to close it with you so that you are going to be paying their company. So don't pay for application right off the top for a qualification, okay? Secondly, then you can call me, Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington, and I'll take you out based on the qualification letter that you got, and we'll sit down, and I'll talk to you about what is it. Do you like a little acreage? Do you like to garden? Do you like pets? Do you like to be outside with your dogs? And so we can figure out if you want a yard or if you want a townhouse. Perhaps you don't want any maintenance. Whatever. So, and there's a lot of different types of loans as well. We could talk about a whole other show on bank-owned properties and the kind of loans that are out there for renovations and repairs, okay? But today, we're just sticking with the basics. So say you're like, okay, I'm really done with renting, or I really do want to move into a bigger house because we've got our families growing. Just call me. I can introduce you to the mortgage guy. And then as soon as you're done with the qualification process and just getting an idea, then I can start showing you houses. And when you're looking for a home, okay, this is how easy it is, okay? Basically, say that your mortgage guy says that you can get a $300,000 home. There's going to be a certain amount that you have to put down. There are different mortgages now. I mean, it's crazy. There's so little to put down. 3.5%? I mean, really? That's so cheap. And money is cheap. So the interest rates are good. So it makes sense to borrow money when money is cheap, if you understand what that means. It means go ahead and borrow the money because it's a good deal. Interest rates are low. Now, when interest rates go up, your qualification ability goes down. So say you were qualified for a $300,000 home and it was like at 4.5% interest from a mortgage guy and we had the pre-qualification letter. And then you just thought, no, I'm not going to call Jeannie, right? And the 6 months go by and the interest rates, if they do, were to go up, that means the amount of house that you were able to buy, if it was $300,000, if the interest rates go up, then your ability to get that $300,000 home goes down because there's a certain qualifying factor that goes into, it's the same thing all the time with different mortgage companies, but you need to know about them and you need to be able to take advantage of a good time to buy and what you can afford. And there are so many things, I got to be honest with you. It's like so fun. If you lost your job a couple times in the last years, who cares? Call the mortgage guy. Call me. Doesn't matter. Credit. Blah. We just need to hear from you. Again, there are certain programs out there for everybody. I don't mean to sound like a car dealership, because every time I'm driving around listening to these people tell their car things, sign and drive, blah, blah, blah. But that's the truth. It really is like buying a house. It's like, check it out, buy the house, and get packing, and get on your way, because you're going to love your new house. So anyway, getting qualified, no big deal. Learning that you can probably buy a great house for what you're paying for rent, call me. And then basically going out and seeing the house, and then here comes to the, okay, let's go to the offer. Say you fall madly in love with this house that you know you can afford because you were pre-qualified and we found it for you. Now, in Hunterdon County, despite what you hear, in certain price ranges, there's like no inventory, meaning that you could go out and look for a $300,000 house, and on the same day, there could be five other people looking for what would be that only house. So you got to move fast. You have to jump off the diving board and put in an offer. Newbies, new home buyers, sometimes are afraid to write up this contract. Well, let me tell you something. I can have the contract written up for you. Say it's about, I don't know, 50 pages. 30 of them are just about lead paint if you happen to buy something before 1978. It's not intimidating. It's basically just saying, hey, I want to buy the house. I'm going to put like $1,000 down. That's like nothing, to offer this over, and then I'm going to have about 10 days after my attorney review, which is New Jersey law, 3 days that you have an attorney review period. So it means I put together this agreement for you. Like, say you were going to buy the house for $300,000, and it was listed for $310,000. You want to make an offer, $300,000. Put it, we would put down, I would go into the office. You don't even have to come there, okay? And I would put together, with knowing your name and address, I know all about the property that's for sale because it's in the multiple listing service. We got it all. I take your information. I put it in a contract. I look at what the mortgage company said you were allowed to afford. We back into the number of how much you're going to put down. Goes back to, again, the cash. If you're thinking about buying a house, call me. I'll put you in touch with the mortgage guy, and they'll tell you, you might have enough cash. You might not even have any cash, and you might think that you don't have the ability to buy. And just with a little bit of cash, you can buy. So don't think about, oh, I'm going to wait 5 years. My goal is to buy this house, because time is money. And for you, if you own a house, you get to write off the interest, mortgage interest at the end of the year. So you give yourself like a little savings account, even if you borrow against your own savings account. So many reasons to buy a house, okay? Especially in this marketplace where that there is no inventory. That means that's a good thing, because you buy a home and then you're just like owning the home and you can appreciate. So back to the story. So anyway, within 15 minutes, if I'm with you and we sit down, I will give you a bunch of pieces of paper to sign. One is the simple, I want to buy this house for $300,000. And in the listing, it said that it's going to have a sink and it's going to have a stove. And I'm also going to take the refrigerator, whatever is in the listing. Simple. And then it just says, hey, do you want anything else? Like perhaps you need a little bit of offsets. It's called a concession. Maybe you need some money from the seller at the closing so that you could afford the closing costs, which you can get on a RESPA form, which will be part of what I give you, which says, hey, you are going to have some expenses here in order to buy this house, but there's ways for you to do it. Anyway, so we put in the offer, and all the signatures that you get, really, you're getting a signature that says, hey, did you know this house was built in 1965, so there may be lead-based paint? Again, it's a disclosure, it's an addendum, it looks like a lot of stuff, but basically it's just to protect you. There's one that talks about your agreement with me. Am I your buyer agent? Did I meet you? Like today, you called me and said, hey, I want you to represent me. I'm going to be your buyer's agent. I'm going to give you a piece of paper that says, hey, if we see a house that's listed and the seller is going to pay the commission, I'm your buyer's agent. They're going to pay me. Here, sign here. You don't have to pay anything. And to get me. And then the second thing says, oh, this is the for sale by owner clause. Like if you decide to see something that is on one of the Zillow or Trulia that's for sale by owner where it's not listed and the owner wants to sell it directly, just let me have a chance to call them. Because most times when you see a for sale by owner, they're going to list their property. They just want to give it around, give it a chance to them. And I get it. I did the same thing. But if I call them up and say, hey, listen, I have a buyer and I just want you to pay 2.5% my commission, because you don't have to pay the full amount. We're not going to list it, but I'm not going to bring my people over unless you agree to pay me. Okay. So they'll probably say yes. They want to have a real buyer. That's the difference too. When you're working with a real estate agent and you're understanding what I'm showing and sharing with you right now about being pre-qualified, understanding the process, understanding why you're signing these addendums and getting it down. If you don't have a real estate agent, I say you're walking into the den of thieves type thing. Because for sale by owner with a buyer who's unagented is a disaster. You're going to walk in and try to tell someone what their home is worth to you. Well, that doesn't usually work out so good, because to them, and I know because I'm the same way, my house means everything to me. And I don't want you insulting me ever. But anyway, real estate agents are the ones who can mediate that better and look out for you. Because if you go to a for sale by owner, did they sign a seller disclosure form? The forms that we have for our sellers are 7 pages long. To disclose things we know. I know a lot about my house, but if you didn't ask me, I wouldn't tell you. But the seller disclosure forms ask. So you have to answer it and you have to sign it as a seller. But that's a good thing. Anyway, bringing qualified buyers. I'm going back to my point. So anyway, there's all these pages that you sign, literally 15 minutes. I have it all done for you. I scan it in, give you a copy back, and then I take it over to the buyer, to the sellers, and present your offer. If it's accepted, woohoo! If they counter, of course, and then I take it back to you. We get this all done. The first check for $1,000 is there. Now we have to go through the attorney review. Do you have an attorney? I have some awesome attorneys. I have had them on these shows. I hope you've seen them. You can watch some of the archives. I love New Jersey, and I've had some great ones. Anyway, so we pair you up with a good attorney. And then that moment, it's his job to pretty much cancel anything out that we did, as you've probably heard on the radio if you've watched lately, and basically cancel everything and start over. But it's only because there's 3 days that you have a chance to get out of your contract, and so do they. It's no big deal. That's what's supposed to happen. It's all good. So they just restructure, make sure everything's crossed. They are looking out for you. New buyers get freaked out. They're like, oh my God, it's canceled. That's what it's supposed to be. Don't worry about it. It all works out. When a home is meant to be, you feel it. It's there. You know it. And it's your home. And your attorney is looking out for you. So basically, they fix it all up, protect you. That's what you're paying them for. And don't worry about it. Then you get clearance to go ahead and have your inspections, which are arranged with your real estate agent, which a lot of times you may not know an inspector, and you may not even know what inspections need to be done, but we do. So we coordinate, we work with your attorney to make sure that you're getting the inspections done on the property within the timely manner of 10 days usually. So what happens is this. Now you have these companies come in and they're doing you're looking for wood destroying pets, you know, pests. Termites. They want to find out if there's oil tanks underneath the ground, that maybe they do have one in the basement, but the house is so old that there's 4 other ones hidden in the yard, to protect you from having any type of backlash later if there's some type of problem. Roofs. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, you set up the inspections and then you pay. You as the buyer have to pay both for your attorney review out of pocket, and for your inspections. But you're paying them to tell you the truth. That's what they're there for. Now, it's the same thing again. If I'm working with a home inspector who wants to terrify my buyers, it's not going to work with me. I want my home inspectors to be hand-holding, positive. Tell us what is wrong with this house. We want to know. But don't fear God into my people, because here's an example. I think I've told you this many times. Reverse polarities. I remember I was just a kid. I bought my house. And basically, I read about reverse polarities. And it was like the document was like this big, that they were whining about the problems at this townhouse, which how many problems can you have, really? So what it is? You know how when you go to plug in like your blow dryer or your vacuum cleaner and you can't put it in because you have to turn it upside down and put it in? Duh. Really? Is that going to kill my deal? Did somebody put it in upside down and call it reverse polarities just to freak me out? So I don't know. I just can't stand that. So anyway, that's another reason to work with me. I can easily read through and say, this is a problem. That's not a big problem. We could get this fixed. All right. So anyway, you're looking at your money. What happened to my money? Now you have to put in your second deposit after you get the results of the inspection. So say you get an inspection report back and everything is awesome. Like seriously, there's like a couple little things. Really? Yes, you have a right to know about them. And yes, you have a right to contest them. You're buying a used home more than likely. It's going to have some problems. If you're going to offer less than what they're asking for, be considerate to it. I mean, if it's a big problem, of course, you get a credit. We'll go back and tell them, this is really, really, really bad, and we're going to reduce our offer, or we're going to have an offset, a credit, a closing to compensate for this problem. But the point is, when you get the results of the inspection, you have every right to just say, I am not buying this property. I'm walking away and I'm taking my money back. See you later. Those inspections, were terrible. But that doesn't normally happen. But just so you know, you do get your money back. That's why the attorney's there. That's why you have these provisions in the contract to have home inspections and then to be able to get your money back and walk away when your attorney has made sure that the provision for your inspections is in the contract. That's why you need an attorney. Anyway, so say that's all, that's good. Now you go to the point where your mortgage application is being processed, and basically you have X number of days to get the commitment from the bank, and then the bank is going to send out an appraiser to make sure that the property is really worth what you're buying it for, depending on whatever it is you put down and what how much they're financing. This is really important. It, again, protects you. You can't buy a house for more than what it's worth. Because the bank, unless you have cash to offset the difference and you want to spend more than what everyone's telling you the house is worth, which does happen, by the way, but not too often. One example, I was listing a home, this is like 20 years ago, and it was like this woman and her daughter had a rough time. They had to get out fast, and they pretty much told me that they were wanted to get $250,000. That's back in the day. That was a lot of money. So anyway, I was like, okay, it's possible, but you need to know that, you know, it's not going to appraise that much. And, you know, I'm not sure you're going to get it, but whatever. It was a really nice house. So I had my office go through on the caravan, and they all came back. The consensus says the house is overpriced. And 2 days later, a guy who owned a restaurant came in and bought it with cash because he had to have this certain background walkout type situation that that house had. So anyway, cash, that works. Otherwise, doesn't really work. But back to the point, it protects you. The mortgage guy, he's the appraiser, comes out, and again, you have to pay for that. But they take a look at the house, and they compare it against all the other properties in the area. Those have sold whatever's going on, and they make it absolutely to the dollar what your home is worth. And should that work out mathematically with what you offered and what you're getting financed with the mortgage, then you get your house. So then we set up the closing date, and basically it's a very joyful day. And basically I'd be there with you. Sometimes the seller doesn't even have to go. And basically we do a little walkthrough ahead of time, make sure that everything's good. And then you get the keys. All right. So that's how to buy a house 101. I love buyers. I love first-time home buyers. I love people who are moving up, and it's just fun. So if you want me to help you, please call me, Jeannie Murphy-Weichert. We're going to our break. I'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back. This is I Love New Jersey Radio. Location, location, location. I particularly focus on Hunterdon County because I just love it here. I've lived here my whole life, pretty much. I was born in Michigan, then I moved to Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, back Pennsylvania, back to New Jersey, but the majority of my time has been here in Hunterdon County, where my husband and I and our two kids, which my son Michael's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Michael! Have lived in East Amwell. And it's kind of funny because I went to East Amwell Elementary School from 6th to 8th grade, and then I went to Hunterdon Central. And then my kids came back. We bought my parents' house. We had the same kind of dog, same house. They went to East Amwell and graduated Hunterdon Central. So anyway, I love New Jersey, but I especially love Hunterdon County. I love East Amwell. I sell and transact real estate in Warren, Mercer, Somerset, Hills, Hunterdon County, and the surrounding areas. So if you are interested and you have a house to sell or buy that you'd like or rent, or if you're renting and you'd like to find out about how to buy, I just told you about it. But now I'm going to switch the lens over to how to sell a house. Okay. Selling a house is, I don't know. I think if you have a house that you know you want to buy, then selling a house is a very exciting time. Because if you're like excited about what you're going to be doing next, even if it means you're moving to another state and you don't have a house, that's exciting. Sometimes selling a house can be very painful. I don't know what the situation may be, but I want you to know, depending on your situation, I'm there for you, Jeannie Murphy, Weikert, Flemington, and I know that sometimes selling a house is very painful, and I also know that sometimes it's very exciting. So anyway, we're going to talk about how to sell your house. All right, the first thing you want to do is take a look at your house from a buyer's perspective, not yours. Believe me, I am completely psycho about my house. I love it to death, and I'm too embarrassed to even have a party for my real estate buddies because they would come to my house and hate my house so much that I can't even have a party because that's how crazy I am about my house. So anyway, you know what I'm saying? You love your house? Great. Look at it from somebody else's perspective because it is not their house. It's something that they're going to buy. So I know you've heard all the shows that talk about how to sell your house, get rid of the clutter. I've gotten some awesome feedback tips on shows and over the years thought about it with the sellers walkthrough, had this situation. There's something subliminal that people think of when they see boxes. Like if you have a house and you've lived there a long time, I'm sure you have a bunch of crap everywhere, right? It's like overwhelming. But there are Habitat for Humanities. There are organizations. I've had them on the show here. So great people that will come over and help you if you're older and you can't get down basement and get all the stuff out. We can help you. We have resources. We have people that actually care to come over, 10 guys on a Saturday for free, and help get your stuff done, whatever. Point being, if nothing else, boxes. Just get some boxes in every room. Put the junk in the boxes. And then just put them in the corner. Take them to the garage. Do something. Because when a buyer comes in, they want to see this is real. They don't want to see a mess. But if it's a mess and there's some boxes, they can see a little bit past that. Now, one of the most awesome ideas that I think you could do if you're a seller, especially in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, where everybody's terrified of septics and everything else, arsenic in the water, blah, 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 you can actually pay for a home inspection out of your own money before you even actually have it listed or when you have it listed so that you can get an idea of what's going to happen when the buyer comes along and does their inspections. Now, for a couple hundred dollars, if you ask me, it's so well worth it. Because for one, you can start working on fixing those things so you don't have to deal with them later. And if you want, you can share your report with the buyers. There's still, if they've got a good agent, the buyer's agent is going to want them to get their own inspection, even if you had one. Because you could just like kind of fake it, you know what I mean? Like if a seller, you know, you're a seller, you know. But it will help a lot if you're able to say, hey, here's my seller disclosure. P.S. I actually did an inspection. You can take it or leave it, but I'll give it to you to read. And if it's good, whew, that's awesome. So anyway, you list the property. What does that mean? You have an agent come over, sit down with you, and actually talk about how much is this property worth? Not to you, but to buyers. Because buyers are the ones who actually set the price of what the real estate property is worth. You know, I could sit there and say, hey, my house is awesome, and it's worth $800,000. And they're like, really? Because it ain't. It's worth like $450,000 or whatever. Huh? And Zillow, if you read Zillow to try to figure out how much your house is worth, like, I'm not joking. You are wasting your time. And if you have a, when the buyer comes along with their appraiser, I can guarantee you that just don't bother with the Zillow estimates. It's they are taking a satellite picture and looking at a home as an example, 6 acres, 5 bedrooms, 4 baths in East Amwell. Okay. There's a lot of houses like that, but mine happens to be 200 years old with a mother-daughter property and a barn. Now, the barn is actually caving in. So believe me, the estimate is completely wrong. They're not taking into specifics. So just my point being, have a real estate agent come over to tell you what the real value of your property is. We can simply look it up. We could look up all the sold properties that have the same number of bathrooms, same number of lot size bedrooms, etc. What is the condition of your kitchen? And we can look at when was the last time a house sold in your neighborhood that was similar? How long was it on the market? And then if it's closed, we can see how much it actually sold for. You can't tell what another property has sold for until it's closed. So if you have a neighbor and they listed their property and all of a sudden you see 8 days, which is so exciting, and they are sold. Even if you call a real estate office up and try to find out what the price is, until that property has actually transacted with a new buyer and finished its cycle, which is called closed, then it's published what that value is. So when you're trying to figure out what your house is worth, just call me, Jeannie Murphy Weichert. I'll come over. I swear to God, we'll sit down. We'll talk about it. If you have some reason to tell me that your house is worth more than what I tell you, I want to know all about it because I want you to sell your house for the most money because you are going to pay me a commission. It's not like I'm being selfish here. Both of us work out good on this. I do want you to get the highest value for your house. So say you're going to list it. Okay. Some people remember the days of 6%. That's like a dream come true to real estate agents. Like if you can afford to list your property for 6%, knowing that there's all kinds of real estate agents out there who will take 5%, you're a good person. You'll also get some great support from the real estate agents because when they see that half a percent, because you take 6% and then you divide it by half. So that means that, say I'm listing your house and I'm going to put it out there and market it for you. If it's at 6%, 3% of that goes to me on the listing side. But then the other agent that brings in the buyer gets the other 3%. So that's where the 6% total's at. But just to keep in mind that when you work for a real estate agency like I work for Weichert, then my 3% is actually, there's a share that they get. So when you look at how much is the real estate agent really getting with the 6%, it goes 6% divided by 2, listing and selling, and then divided again between the broker. Like if Coldwell Banker was to come into your house and you listed it with me at Weichert, Coldwell would get 3%, Weichert would get 3%, then they would compensate me, and Coldwell would compensate the agent that brought the buyer. So anyway, 5% is what is going now. And I don't want people out there to think about this like, because in case I die and this is still on YouTube for 50 years from now, I'm talking about today is May 15th, 2019. It's my son Michael's birthday. Happy birthday, Michael. Anyway, so the rate is 5% and blah, blah, blah. So now it's time to determine how long are you going to list it. I can tell you that if you're going to list it for 3 months, I would probably rather not take your listing. Because for one, I need you to have faith in me and give me 6 months, which is the traditional term for a listing of your home. 6 months gives you time. Hopefully you'll sell it quick. Yes. But what happens is it's such a competitive marketplace that if you want to list for less than 6 months, what happens is it goes in the system, and now real estate agents are looking at that to bring buyers to your home, but they're also looking to find new clients to list properties with. So if there's something under 6 months, they're going to be like, oh, I want to get in touch with you, seller, because I want you to know that I would like to list your property right behind Jeannie Murphy, Weichert, Flemington. So I'm like, I need you to trust me, and I need to be able to trust you. So 6 months. And that's typical for all people, and I hope that you do find someone you love, and I hope it's me. But anyway, so then there's all kinds of things we can do. We can have open houses, and you can actually arrange, say you're someone who has a security system and you really don't want anyone in your house. Okay, we can work with that. We can have where that the agent calls me and I meet at your property and I am in charge, which again, we don't want to have that. But if we have to have it, we have to have it. Otherwise, there's awesome technology out there now. There's Garden State multiple lockbox systems where that this electronic device goes on your door and then I come up, make an arrangement to see your home, so you always have a little notice. And then I put my phone up to the device. It unlocks the lockbox. It registers that I have been at your home. So again, say someone else from Weichert is showing the house that I've listed for you. We can actually watch and see how long they're there, and we'll know who they are, and there's, you know, protection for you. So it's not like the old days. It's easy to sell your house. And now, just so you know, because we're almost at the end of the show here, I'm going to wrap this part about selling up by saying you list the property, 6 months, 5%. You help clean up. Let me help you tell you what you need to make the house sell faster, better, at the highest value possible. And I love doing open houses. I think it's like fantastic, not only just because you get some people in the house, but because it doesn't matter who doesn't come to the house. From public relations standpoint, because that's my specialty, basically having your house listed as an open house goes out everywhere so that you have this branding that your house is having an open house. And even if they don't come, who cares? That's like a book signing. If you're an author by chance and you want to have a book signing, they always think there are going to be 100,000 people in line. Nobody comes, but it doesn't matter because they can still buy the book. That's how it is with real estate. We have open houses just to get you that extra visibility so that people may not even driving by, who may not even been thinking about looking at a house in your area, go, what? I love this area like we do. I love New Jersey. I love this show. All right, so I'm Jeannie Murphy Weichert. We're going to our last break right here, and then we get back. We're going to wrap up. Any other tips that I can think of for you guys if you're trying to sell or buy a house? Thanks.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterton is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterton County's businesses. Advancing Hunterton engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business story is...
I don't know why you keep bouncing around.
Contact
the one day that I actually am talking to my people, and it's like...
7115, or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterton, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterton.
Okay, welcome back for the final little section of our show here. I love New Jersey. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Location, location, location. I'm with Weikert Flemington. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, or if you know someone who's interested in buy, selling, or renting, have them get in touch with me, please. I love taking people out to show them houses, and I love selling houses. And I have it's just something about my DNA. I don't know. I live for it. My husband, he's in procurement. So whenever we go out for dinner, I swear, he'll like take the ketchup bottle and he'll start reading how many things go into a ketchup bottle. There's like a label and there's tomatoes and he's like going on and on and on. And I look at him like, really? But that's how I feel about real estate. I don't care what it is. I love all the situations. I love the people and I really love being an agent. I take everybody really, really, they're like my family. That's how people are to me. So anyway, I told you all about how to buy a house today. I think I got pretty much everything in. If you have any questions, please call me, 908-752-5179. Just call the Hunterton Chamber of Commerce if you want, or just check out. You can get in touch with me, Weikert Flemington. I also explained how to sell a house, although I left a little bit out. That was pretty much all you need to know. There is a mathematical equation that goes with both buying and selling. And so if you do have a home that you know you want to sell, just call me and I will come over and explain it to you in person. And then if you've got something special to tell me about your house, I'm all ears, okay? And I'll make sure everybody else knows about it because I'm a big mouth. But I am making a joke. Okay. All these years at the Chamber, I have had talented people as my radio show, right? And I promote, because I have a public relations company, other people. So if you think I'm being very self-promoting recently on this show, I want you to know it's taken a lot of years of practice. I literally am doing the first show by myself today because I'm so inspired by the host of the next show that's coming on. She's sitting here in the office with me. Her name's Ruth Altamaro Roll. She's Counselor Chat. And I go back with her so far, far, far back, like 20 years, because I used to work for her doing public relations, which got me into my own business down the road for one of the recovery centers that she worked for at the time back 20 years ago. So anyway, she's coming on next to talk about parenting skills. So if you're listening along and you want to watch her show, streams live on Counselor Chat, Ruth Altamaro Roll, you can look her up. But I want you to know something interesting about parenting, which is what she's talking about, skills, and how it relates to real estate, which is very, very, very interesting to me. In the old days, okay, people would come to a home because it was solely within certain miles of a certain school district that they wanted their kids to be in. Blue school, we have that ribbon school, blue ribbon. We are great in Hunterton County, okay? And I love New Jersey. So all the other counties, Warren, Mercer, all Somerset that surround us, just call me if you need anything. But anyway, it's so fascinating nowadays because I've seen things change. When I'm doing an open house, which I usually do open houses every Sunday and sometimes every Saturday and Sunday because I love meeting buyers and sellers, it's kind of weird. They don't normally even consider the school districts anymore. Isn't that weird? Because online schools are so popular, and homeschooling, which used to be like a taboo and psychos were all teachers and stuff, it's totally not that way anymore. It's fascinating to me. I always think, huh, when they walk in, I don't even kind of talk about schools unless they ask about it, which is sad for schools, but you know that you're great and I love you and I always help with anything having to do with schools anywhere. But it is very interesting. So if you didn't think about that and you are wondering where can you live if you're a homeschooler, you can live anywhere, actually. So get in touch with me. Isn't that interesting? I think it's so interesting. I'm telling you, like to watch the evolution of real estate. Okay, and then I'll say one more thing because it's my show and I'm allowed to promote myself today. Ha, ha, ha. Anyway, like real estate with the support of the technology, people are terrified. Real estate agents are terrified of the future. Are we going to be like the travel agents where that there are none anymore? It is scary, I got to admit. But one thing I do know, I love it when I have an educated buyer, like that guy who had the closing line, he got fired, whatever. But anyway, he used to say, an educated consumer is my best buyer. But to me, it is true. When someone walks in, I have some, oh my God, awesome clients, okay? And I actually get the biggest kick out of them because one in particular, I know you know who you are out there right now, and I, of course, love all my customers. But there's just this one person. You cannot explain how advanced she is on her real estate information. She knows she needs a real estate agent. We are totally like, I just think she's adorable, but basically she's wicked smart. She's so, so smart, and she does her homework. So I'm like, go for it. Anybody who is online, who's looking at houses, who knows what they want, who knows what they can afford, who follows my little like to-do list about getting pre-qualified, call me, let's get a plan down. And then all of a sudden, it's nice to see someone so engaged. She has no interest in becoming a real estate agent, but she actually takes the time to be able to use some of the technology that's there to make her experience and her outcome the best that it could possibly be. And so anyway, I just love that. And I also love when you see an open house and it's like so much fun because if you're online and you see an open house, that's what I was talking about. If I were listing your home, even if we put it up, people read about it and come or they don't, but they at least get to see it. So I'm all about technology. I'm praying for my future as far as whatever, but I roll with it anyway. So it's all good. I hope you have a great day. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Flemington, and please call me if you know anyone or if you yourself are looking to just find out how much it would cost to own versus rent. Or I want a bigger house and I'm like ready to sell my house, but I need someone really experienced. Call me. All right. Have a great week. And look forward to the next show right now. Ruth Altamara Rowe, Counselor's Chat on Parenting Skills. Watch on Facebook. Thanks.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi weighing in on the passage of the abortion bill in Alabama that would ban virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest, calling it very sad and heartbreaking. And U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's running for the White House, says,
it's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights.
The Republican Governor Kay Ivey expected to sign the bill. Backers of the bill say they want to force the U.S. Supreme Court to make a decision on the defining being questioned in the Roe v. Wade decision, which established a woman's right to an abortion. Experts have ruled the man suspected of plotting to burn down St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City just days after the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is unfit to stand trial. PhD student Mark Lamparello, arrested in April for allegedly walking into the cathedral with gas cans and butane lighters. This is USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile. Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nason says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth, and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to ProNamel.com for more info.
Hey, Pat.
You know, between the two of us,
Max
we know how
Living,
to screw in a light bulb.
To you by the
Come on, Steve.
Challenge
we can do
New
better
Jersey.
Than that.
Join
well,
me, your host,
Mark
Willows.
Tell you what.
Every
you
Wednesday,
sit there and look pretty,
PM,
and
right
I'll
here
fix
on 100
it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying this morning the president's engaged in a cover-up as Democrats are beating the drums of impeachment again. At the Capitol this morning, Pelosi said no one is above the law, and that goes for President Trump. She spoke after a closed-door meeting with the Democratic caucus, but not far away, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House fully cooperated with the full special counsel investigation into alleged Russian election meddling.
The idea that this White House hasn't cooperated and has resisted is completely absurd. In fact, the only people that we see resisting in this process are Democrats who are resisting the conclusion of the Mueller report.
More severe weather likely today in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The United States and China still working towards a new trade deal after President Trump said earlier this month the two sides had been close to one, but then China changed the terms. Well, the Chinese ambassador to the United States disputes that, saying it was the Trump administration that was changing things.
We are still committing. We are still committed to whatever we agree to do. It is the U.S. side that changes its mind so often.
He was speaking on Fox News. U.S. F-22 stealth jets have intercepted six Russian military aircraft off the coast of Alaska. According to North American Aerospace Defense Command officials, the four bombers and two fighter jets were spotted inside the Air Defense Identification Zone, which is about 200 miles from Alaska's western coast. The Russian Ministry of Defense confirming the incident. Severe weather again in store for folks in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio today. And this is USA Radio News.